Okay, thank you for being part and coming again. I keep getting cut off. I was just cut off not too long ago. Obviously, this health message is not, they are not wanting to get this health message out. Okay, so let's try this again. Okay, we covered last week, we read about how the WHO, which stands for World Health Organization, WHO, that they determined to let us know that red meat, processed meat, is killing us. And the way they tried to put it was processed meat 100%, 18% killing you. Okay, if you eat two slices of bacon every day. Okay, then if you have for lunch, you have two slices of on a ham sandwich. Now you're at 18 and 18, you're now at a 36% rate increase. Okay, then if you had, instead of two slices of bacon, if you had full slices of bacon, you're at 36. Okay, and if you had two ham sandwiches, okay, and usually we like to put a ham sandwich, we don't like, you know, or bologna, we don't usually like to put one slice, we like to at least put two slices with our white bread with our mayonnaise. Okay, and maybe we might be lucky to put lettuce and tomatoes on. So if you're eating four slices of bacon and then two sandwiches, each one with two slices of ham on each, you have moved for breakfast, you're at 18 times two because you did four slices, so that's 36. For lunch, you did two, again, so that's 36 plus 36 because you have two sandwiches with four slices, two slices each. Then that's 36 and 36 make 72. Okay, so you're at 72 just with breakfast and lunch. Eat this every day. Then if you come home for dinner, okay, and you eat, I assume, you know, a slice of ham or, you know, any processed meat, you increased it again, 18, but most likely you're eating more than what you did for breakfast. If you did more than four slices of bacon and you're eating more than four slices of ham, of sandwich meat, bologna, so you're usually at around, okay, and so 72, and say if you eat double of 100 grams of it, instead of 50, then you add another 36, okay, so if you're at that 90, 36, and I think, what did we say, 72? Okay, so you got 36 and 72, you're over 100%. So you're guaranteed, you get that, eat this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're guaranteed 100% to get cancer. Now, and if you throw in some of that red meat in there, you know, we just talked about processed food. You did the SAD diet, the standard American diet, SAD, according to the World Health Organization, WHO, WHO. And the Bible done already told us this. And we read that in Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 8. The Bible makes it crystal clear. And then they said probably red meat. So if you eat steak, okay, I assume that's what they're talking about. Okay, all right, you have your Philly steaks, you know, sandwiches. Wow, we didn't even say how much of that you eat. You know, we're just talking about the cheap guys is eating the, you know, slices of ham and what do you call it, bologna sandwiches. That's the cheap people. The rich people are the people that think they're rich or upper class or middle class or whatever they want to class themselves. They're eating a Philly steak. Okay. With everything on it. So, yes, we are really killing ourselves. This system of Babylon that we are in is designed to kill you. Now, and that's why the Bible makes it crystal clear to come out of her, my people. Now, if you're not his people, you can't come out because you don't hear his voice. Remember, we talked about the trumpet, okay? And we'll talk about that today, the watchman. What is the watchman's job? Who is the watchman? Who's supposed to be warning us? Who are we paying in these positions? So we pay for our, we vote for our senators and congressmen and all of these people. And they're supposed to be keeping, you know, abreast with these, you know, warning messages. And they said that just recently at Chimpoli's, that they had a, you know, 24 people died eating their food, and they were just saying that there's a scare. And so these are the situations that we're talking about that are existing every day in our lives that most likely some of us don't even know what is happening. Okay, but remember, if we're in Babylon, these are the things that they are designed, the delicacies of Babylon. Okay, we'll try to mix it in there so that you can see. But I hope you can see that we're in Babylon, we're in the belly of the beast. The lifestyle, the standard American diet, is the destructive thing. They serve it. You go to, you know, go to eat breakfast. That's what they have. You know, bacon, eggs, and what? You know, maybe some grits, I guess, or they have, you know. Bottom line, it's your bacon and your eggs. The dairy products and the meat industry is flossing this down. And then if you're a kid, you're drinking milk. And if you're not, you're probably drinking coffee, which is another poison. So they're just poisoning us, and we're taking it. And even if you go to the hospitals, the things they serve you after, you know, surgery and after you're up there, they serve you, you know, the bacon and eggs, the standard American diet, knowing it's killing you. But they can profit that way because, okay, we're going to, you know, we're going to take this cancer out, we're going to take this out, bring you through surgery. But now we're going to feed you back the things that is killing you, that the World Health Organization tells you is killing you. Bacon and eggs, we're going to feed you that in the hospital so that you can, you know, continue to die. And you know they're not giving you two, you ain't asking for two slices of bacon. So we tried to do the mathematics, and the mathematics show. Okay, well, let's have a word of prayer. Let's hear what Yahweh has to say. Yahweh, please open our hearts, our minds, and our soul. Help me to understand and be able to speak through me to the people, that they might be able to hear your words and your voice and your understanding, not mine. Open their understanding that they might be able to see, hear your words. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Teach us and guide us. Help them that they might not just become a knowledge in their heads, but something they can implement in their lives to change them. Prepare us, because we are in search of help in today's society. Part 3. Amen. Okay, so we did talk specifically about Babylon, of how we're in Babylon, and how in Babylon that this is what they serve you. Okay? Now we're going to look at that, the Babylonian customs and so forth, and see what the Bible has to say. Now the World Health Organization said they couldn't tell you anything about fish yet. They'll tell you about that later. Okay? At another study that they do. Okay? So we'll show you what the Bible says, since we already agreed that what the Bible already said about the swine and about the red meat and letting the blood run out. I've heard people that they make blood sausage. I mean, not just in Europe. I thought, yeah, it was just Germans. I'm finding out, no, that's not just in Germany. A lot of African or people, you know, are doing the same thing. That they take the blood from the animal. You have to find out exactly where it hangs. And you turn them upside down and you cut them and you just pull all the blood out. And they said that you take the blood and they cook it and this, that, and the other, and turn it into a pudding. So it thickens up like a pudding. Now just imagine, that's all the life of the animal is in the blood. So if there's cancer, it's in the blood. So you're now going to cook this cancer and put it in your body. The Bible specifically forbid the eating of blood, simply due to the fact that if there's any disease in it, that's where it lives. That's where it is, and that's how it gets to the body. And so when you take that and you put it in, they said that you take it and you put it in the intestines of the animal. So you clean out the intestines, the bowels, okay, then you put it inside, and then you wrap it, okay? Now, this is insanity, and this is what people do. And then you slice it, and I guess that's how bologna is made. I guess I don't know. I really don't know all this stuff, but anyway, I call it blood sausage. So this is, you know, this whole system of dietary lifestyle of Babylon that the United States is spreading around the world, the Europeans and all of these different things, okay, and the church is accepting it, and the church says it's okay. They have a God that they come and go, he changes, you know, at every wind of doctrine. Okay, we'll make it easier for the next generation. I was too tough on them, so no. That's the European pagan way of worshiping, you know, and offering up sacrifices to, you know, their quote unquote their God. And their God is who? Lucifer, son of the morning. And so what is actually going on? Okay, you know, if we read in Leviticus chapter 11, I'm going to start at verse number 9. Notice what it says. These shall ye eat of all that are in the waters, whatsoever hath fins and scales, in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers. Them shall ye eat. So notice, it says it has to have fins, and it has to have scales. Now, if it doesn't have fins, and if it doesn't have scale, what does that mean? That means that you're not supposed to eat it. Okay, let's read on. And it says, and all that have no fins and scales in the seas, this is verse 10, of Leviticus 11, and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. Now, do you know what abomination is? A curse. Well, basically, it's going to kill you. Okay, so it's the same type of thing. What is it doing? It's killing us or poisoning us so that we cannot be able to live right lives. And so that is what the WHO, the World Health Organization, has told us. They told us point blank that processed foods kill directly. It has caused cancer 18% for every 2 slices of bacon that you eat. It's 18% for every 2 slices of ham that you eat. Will be the same thing. So you have to decide on what you actually want to do. You have to determine if you're going to be on a Babylonian diet, the sad diet, the standard American diet, which WHO, which is the World Health Organization, condemned, or will you do what Yahweh says? And so this is our basic dilemma of where do we stand. Okay, so it also says that's what abomination is, a killer. It's killing you, destroying you. They shall be even an abomination unto you, verse 11, Leviticus chapter 11. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. Whatsoever hath not fins or scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you. And these are they which ye shall have an abomination among the fowls. Okay, so let's see here. We see the Bible is letting us know clearly that anything that doesn't have fins. Okay, so what are the delicacies of today? Well, you can go to what they call it lobster, with red lobster, okay? You know, the fish place. What do they have for fish? Okay, they mostly trying to serve you stuff that is, you know, very poisonous to you. Okay, so let's go back and let's look at this for a minute. Okay, so you have the shrimp, the crab, and the lobster, which are what we call the sanitation department of the sea. Just like we found out earlier that the sanitation department of the earth is the pig. That's what the pig does. He eats up all of those different things. And vultures. Okay, that's what they do. Okay, so they're the cleanup. Yahweh has put everything here is good. All of his creation is good, but good for what purpose? Good for you to eat? That's what some people try to say Timothy's saying. That's not what he's saying. All creatures are good that Yahweh made, not for eating, but for their purpose. Those that deal with sanitation is perfect for them. That's exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And so, what else do we have besides those that are with the sanitation? Okay, we also can look at the snails. Okay, people eat snails and lobsters, crab, we talked about already, catfish. Okay, same thing. Catfish is at the bottom of the sea that cleans up and eats all the, waste of the animals. Okay, oysters, same thing. So you have all of these entities that Yahweh's created, these creatures which are good for sanitation, but not good for eating. So he tells you point blank, do not eat these foods because they're going to kill you. But eat the foods that I'm telling you you can eat. And they won't, they're not designed as a sanitation department so that it can clean up the mess. So now, as we continue on and trying to understand what's going on, okay, you will see that the pattern that is given to us is for our destruction. The diets and the lifestyles. So when you're in captivity, you're only given what the slave master gives you. So remember, we ate blood pudding and we cooked the blood and we did all of that. We ate the swine because that's what, that's what's the leftover. Whatever master leftover, your intestines and all that stuff. Okay, so that's what we had as our lifestyle. So now let's look. And we're in Babylon, are we still of that same mentality? Remember, when you're in the hospital and they serve you bacon and eggs, that was the whole purpose so that you can keep coming back. And I'm sure that no one wants two slices of bacon in the morning. They want at least four. So if the World Health Organization says two slices of bacon equals 18% that you'll have cancer, and you eat four, sometimes more, but if you just limit yourself to four, then you will you have 36% of getting cancer. Then if you eat at lunch a bologna sandwich with two slices of bologna on it and ham sandwich with two slices of ham and cheese, okay, now you just had each sandwich has two slices in. And so each one is 18 and 18 again. So now you have another 36. Okay. That is added to your day. So what my point is, if you have four slices of bacon, 36 in the morning, two sandwiches with two slices of each, another 36, you know that that's over one third of 100. So if you have three meals a day with these type of proportions, then you're at 100%. And that's at 33%. But if you're eating the ones that the two on 100 grams, which is 636 percent, then all you have to do is eat it at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're guaranteed 100%, over 100% to catch cancer. You are eating it. And so the doctors and the industry wants to stay in business, and so the best way that they can stay in business is when they cut out the cancer, when after you have surgery, they feed you bacon and eggs for breakfast, so that they can be guaranteed that you'll be coming back to them to get, you know, whatever you're going to get, whatever you're going to catch. And as we read already, it's abomination. So look at that. Three meals a day, each one you're eating double, 100 grams or more, and you're at 36% because you're not eating 50 grams. And for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're at 100%. Guaranteed. That's why it's called the SAD diet, the standard American diet. You're guaranteed to catch cancer. Okay. And that's through what we call the processed meats, okay? And then they say that there's similar for red meats, but we just talk about processed meats. And processed meats mean anything that has gone through a process of chemicals being added or anything to preserve them, okay? The only ones that aren't, that I understand, is the ones that you shoot and kill as venison, and that you kill it out and then you do that, so you're not processing. But anything that you buy in the store is processed. Okay, so basically everything you eat. Okay, so let's move on and let's talk about this slavery mentality. Now, I guess before we get into slavery, I guess we need to really define what the Bible talks about is Babylon. Okay, we're talking about Babylon. Okay, are we supposed to be in Babylon? Where is Babylon? All that good stuff. So let's turn to Revelation chapter 18. Okay, notice what it says here. We'll start at verse 1, number 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Lightened, I would assume, enlightened our minds. Help us to understand the darkness that we're in, to open up our eyes, as we are trying to do, in the earth, in his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, what? Babylon, the great, is fallen. Now, who is the great? There's only one superpower that exists today. Russia was one part, and now it is only America, and it's, you know, dying off. That's like every other superpower. Okay, that's us. Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become the habitations of devils. Now, we know that the people who's running this thing are devils, and the whole of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And you hear about Trump, he's talking about throwing out all the people of color, Mexicans, out of the country. You know, he's trying to set it up such that only white Europeans can live and exist in America as the middle class and as the upper class and celestial. So it is insanity that he's letting you know that these people who are our politicians that we vote in are, what? I didn't make it up, devils, okay? And who puts them in office? And that's why the America is falling in the hold of every foul spirit. So that means that this is where they go hide out. They hide out in the chambers, I guess, chambers of Congress or wherever. Chambers, that's what chambers are. What do you think chambers are? Those are places where you put, you know, hidden things. You know, that's what they used to do, that they would hide them out and so forth. And so you have all of these people who are guarding these chambers, okay? I guess the chambers of Congress. Wow, that's really heavy. I didn't even know. I didn't even see it from that perspective. But that's where they hide. They habitate, and they're making laws, and they're making things, you know, unjust laws, you know, to deal with inequality and disparities and environmental injustices and all the rest of that. They plan and scheme of, okay, hey, if we catch somebody white with cocaine, that they can afford cocaine, then we're not going to lock them up. But if you have crack, which is another form of cocaine, you get, you know, you're going to go to jail and you might stay there for a long time. Such that they're building more prisons than there are schools. Why? It's because they're saying that, hey, we're educating the people to be gangsters and to violate the laws, and we lock them up. So they are building more places for our youth and for our young people to go rather than jobs. Okay. So it says that that's the devils, the whole of every foul spirit, you know, foul spirit. That means that everything that is off. Okay. So like if you're hitting a ball and you're playing baseball and you hit a good one, a home run, then that's fine. If you hit a first base, second base, third base, triple, then you can hit a foul ball. That means it goes out of, you know, out of the limits or the barriers or out of where you're not supposed, where you don't have people that can catch the ball and they call that, you know, a foul ball. So if these foul spirits, that's where they live, they dwell all out there, these foul spirits, and they also are dwelling in the chambers, as we just read, the habitations of devils, okay, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So we are in prison, okay, and we're in prison with these foul spirits. Now, how did they get there? Where are they positioned? Okay, if we turn back to Ezekiel, remember Ezekiel? We read Ezekiel chapter 33, remember? We looked at it a little bit, but we're going to go back to that again. Now it says, verse number 1, again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword, when Yahweh brings the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman. If, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh heed shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So we have these places where the Bible says that, you know, if you go and take a man of your coast and set him as your watch to warn you. So when there's floods about to happen, I mean, Noah is monitoring, you know, the seas and the weather to help us and warn us so that, you know, before these things happen, we can, you know, be protected from it and we can know and prepare. We can evacuate. Same thing with Homeland Security. They're supposed to be there to help us evacuate. And when there are certain things, okay, so you have these things in place. These are warning messages, but you have the people that you voted in. You didn't vote in Homeland Security, okay, you didn't vote in NOAA, you didn't do all that, but these are the monitoring devices that we have. But the mayor or the governor or the president or all of these different people are supposed to be watching out for us. And so that's what the Bible is talking about. They're in these chambers and they're making these laws. And they're trying to keep an eye out so that when something bad is happening, when they see the sword coming or destruction coming, then they're supposed to warn us. So that's what these elected positions are. So they're, quote unquote, as the Bible says, our watchmen. But he says that our watchmen, as we read in Revelation, that they're the cage of every unclean and foul spirit. They're making up all the different things to destroy you. And they are the sword. They are the pestilence. They are the plague because they're not educating you. So, like the WHO, the World Health Organization, that's their job. So they're warning us. They're saying, hey, red meat is most likely going to kill you, carcinogenic, cause cancer. But 100% we know that processed meat is killing you. So they are watchmen trying to blow the trumpet. Then here in America, we have these other guys saying the exact opposite. Through their studies, that they're paid by the meat industry to keep, you know, everybody eating this thing. And like we said, when you go to the doctor's office, you go to the hospital and they have surgery and whatever, the first thing they want to serve you is bacon and eggs. Make sure, guarantee that you will get cancer 100%, as we mentioned earlier. So this system is set up, and that's why it's called the sad diet, sad lifestyle. It's called S for standard, A for American, D for diet. So the sad diet is the American diet, as we have said. That contradicts the Bible. Okay? Now, why? Okay, so now that you have put these people in these positions, he's calling us out of Babylon. We talked about this already. And look at it again, Revelation 18, continue. Okay? For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. So what is it saying here? It says that all the nations are drinking of the wine of Babylon. Now, question is, who actually is the superpower? Who is influencing the world? Where does everyone from around the world want to come? Into America. So America, by definition, is Babylon. They are that superpower. They are the ones that were ruling in the last days. Because Russia used to be, and they're gone. Okay, USSR. Okay, so we're just the only superpower left today. And so, I mean, the European common market and the Europeans are trying to create their own euro, and which they have already, and it's set up so that they can be the new world power. But we are an extension of Europe because the same people run it. The European whites that run Europe are the same ones that run America, same mentality. And so said Trump said he wanted to get rid of all the people of color so that it could be just be white rule, just like Europe. So basically, this is a very interesting campaign and what's going on. Okay, so now what we have here, the Bible telling us in verse 3 of Revelation chapter 18, that all nations have drunk of the wine. So we are intoxicated with brainwashing and subliminal subduction and a sad diet. All of this stuff, it says that we are just drunk. We are so, when a drunk person is, that they can, they can hit their hand and break a car window and break every hand in their bone in their hand, and not until they wake up from their stupor, then they have realized that they crushed every bone and that they're in pain. Otherwise, they're not in pain. So we're running around like zombies. I guess that's why they have all these zombie movies. It's really crazy. They got all these zombie movies and all these gay movies. There's the two things that they are now promoting everywhere. Gays are the superheroes, or the heroes, and it's always been the white male. So, and now it's white male, white female. So this is always have been what we call white supremacy. So you teach that. And then you realize that they stole all your history, stole your religion, stole your Bible. And, so the whole deal is that these are demons and demonic forces that we're dealing with. And there we vote them in. OK. And then the same thing in the church. We vote them in the church. OK. There was somebody's voting them in the church. The bishops, the cardinals, the popes, you name it. The pastors that they put in one church and move to the other and so forth, the fathers. So all of these things are part of this, all watchmen, okay? And the church is supposed to be watching for your soul, right? They're supposed to be telling you things that to make sure that it doesn't hurt you, okay? They're supposed to be telling you the things that in the Bible that's supposed to protect you. As an example, let's just get a little quote on that. Okay, what are we saying? Okay, how would that happen? Okay, they're supposed to be, they tell you that they watch for your soul. So you should listen to them, not listen to anybody else. So when we get to that point, that diet, as we just read in Leviticus, they say, oh, that's Old Testament, throw it all out, even though it's killing us today. And the abominations that were then, World Health Organization, it says these same abominations exist today on the processed meat. And like I said, they will show you as time goes on, the lobsters, the crabs, all of the delicacies of Babylon, of America. Okay, now we read that it says all nations are drunk of the wine of the wrath for fornication, and the kings of the earth are becoming one with the church. The church and the world and the governments are all becoming masking some way together. So he's just mentioning, okay, but specifically we're in the belly of the beast. We are Babylon, America. Okay, the new world, as they called it, the new world order, we're set up here. And the kings of the earth, they have become one with her. And the merchants of the earth wax rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Now, who is waxing rich? Okay? So everybody wants to sell to Americans. Everyone wants to, and so we are, through the merchants of the earth, are waxing rich through IBM, through McDonald's, through, I mean, all of these different things that are developed in America. And now we're trying to transport them to the world. And China is buying from us, you know, everybody's buying our reserves, buying our bonds and stocks and so forth. So you can see that this is clearly America. It can't be anywhere else. Okay? This is cannot be over in Iran, Iraq. It can't be that. Even though the church is telling you that. But you remember, this is the European pagan church did a counterfeit. So they're going to tell you a bunch of lies and set it up. If you want to believe it, you believe it. Okay, and it's been a very successful candidate. That's why they call it propaganda. The word propaganda is the propagation of the faith. And you can read that. Go look it up. Okay? And what do they use? Sorcery, pharmakia. That is what drug industry is. That's what it's called, pharmakia, sorcery. So they're practicing sorcery on us. Okay? And we are just, you know, wax, you know, just drunk to the max that we cannot even perceive what's going on to us and around us, while they're making rich through the abundance of their delicacies. So that's why we, all of our companies have gone overseas, and especially to China, pay a dollar wage so that they can sell it here for $100 and only pay the dollar. So boom, they're making $99, you know, 900% on their investment. So this is what it's saying. So this, I mean, the Bible is very clear of what it's trying to say, and the delicacies, the abundance of her delicacies. And so if this is what's going on, and we're drunk, the church is drunk, the world is drunk, the nation's drunk, we're following Babylon. And he says in verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Okay, now see, this is the key. Is Yahweh telling us to stay in the churches? Is Yahweh telling us to stay in American society to really believe all that they're saying? Or are we supposed to listen to what the World Health Organization is saying? The WHO. That's what he's asking. He says, come out of her, my people. Stop being brainwashed. Stop being deluded to what's going on. Come out of her, my people. Now, he's not telling people to come out who are not his people. That's number one. So if you're not his people, he's not calling you out. That's number one. You can stay right there because that's your habitation. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and that you receive not of her plague. So we know that we are going to receive plagues. There will be plagues that will be poured out on the earth. And the Bible says if you're partakers of her sins, you will. So he's encouraging us not to be partakers of what we just read, of listening to these, to Babylon that is fallen. They're not listening to the American doctrines that's being taught in the school systems, in the health profession, in the drug industry, in every facet of Babylon. Now, I'm not making this up, we're just reading it. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. And so these plagues of, you know, when we talk about the fourth seal, that's when we talk about plagues coming. We don't know when the third seal, the economy crashed. I'm in 2006 or so, in 2008, between there. And so we know that we've been depression, and people are trying to find out what's going to happen this year. At the end of the year, people haven't been making money. And, you know, everybody thinks they're going to make money during Christmas and Thanksgiving. They're already asking for Black Fridays at the beginning of November. So they are starting this way early because they want to get people, you know, they're running the sales to get people in so that they can try to fix their what's going on. And it's hard for people to find jobs, and people are laid off. And they're competing against each other. I heard Verizon is laying off, and Verizon, you know, that the big internet company. And so many people are not buying the things that they used to. Everybody used to before buy a new phone every year. Okay? And then they would give you a discount and stuff. Yeah, so they're not buying that. So these guys are losing money. They are not making the same amount of money they used to. And so they're competing with one another. They're giving you these discounts and so forth. And if you don't apply for the discounts, then, you know, they get you, you know, and multiply, making even more profit. Okay. Excuse me, verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim hath remembered her iniquity. That's America. And we know we're doing drones, we're dropping drones all over the place, we're blowing up people, we're surveillancing our own people internally. If you watch some of these different movies, CIA is not supposed to operate in America. They are operating in America. They're killing people. It's insanity what's going on. As Babylon. Remember that. Remember. Verse 6. Reward her even as she has rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she had filled to her double. Okay? And it says, verse 7, how much she had glorified herself. Don't want America glorified. We just kill and bomb and overthrow governments. We do whatever we want. And live delicately. So much torture and sorrow give her. So Yahweh is going to visit sorrow on us. That's why he said, if you can see the warning, if they warn me, them of me. But they only can warn you of him if they know what? If they're connected to him. If they're not connected to him, then they cannot warn them. Okay, how much she has glorified herself and lived delicately, deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she has said in her heart, I sit as a queen. And am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. And that is the attitude of Americans today. That, you know, yeah, we're the superpower, we're never gonna fall, we can go anywhere, the Wild Wild West, you know, shoot them up and kill everybody and take their gold, their silver, and rob them and steal. And nobody, there's no consequences. But Yahweh is saying, no way, man, that is consequences for this. And we said that, hey, our economy is looking bad, but it ain't. It's gonna rebound. And people have this attitude that we, I sit as a queen, and that we are not gonna see any loss of anything, and so no sorrow. Wow, this is clearly the attitude of the American public. Therefore, shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire. Strong is Yahweh Elohim who judges her. So this is what he's talking about. It's going to judge the churches. It's going to judge our governments. It's going to judge our stuff that we're doing, that we're allowing to happen. It's going to judge the industry, you know, that is lying to us. The industry of, what do we call this industry? We call this industry of brainwashing through the media, through the music, through the videos, through the TV, through all of these things to fill our heads, our minds, subconsciously. Okay, so the next question that we need to ask, I mentioned that sorcery is being practiced on us. Well, let's read that. Verse number 23, I believe it is, of the same chapter, Revelation 18. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice, okay, so no light is going to shine in our spiritual mind. So if we're looking at the churches to lighten us, tell us what's going on with the government, they're not going to be able to do that, okay? And the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. And so that is really wild, because divorce rates are over 50%. People don't get married anymore. They just live together. And so, yes, there's not the voice of bride and bridegroom, which they didn't get married for. That is deep. I never even saw that before, but there it is. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. And that is correct. The people who are the big companies who are making all this money, that they are the merchants of the earth. In America, the great, yes. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. So now, the drug industry is a $1 trillion business. That's called pharmakia. When you look at this word up, this word sorcery, for by thy sorceries, it really says for by thy pharmakia, pharmacy, were all nations deceived. So these chemicals that we're taking, and I just hear them on TV, they say you take Viagra and this and that, you take these different things, and they're going to give you a heart attack, they might give you a stroke, they give you ulcers. It's just like, wow, why are you taking these things? And it tells you right there on the label that they have to warn you, you know, of all of these things that they're doing. So this is very interesting. This is very interesting. Unusual. Okay? So now, what happened in Babylon? Okay? Well, what happened in Babylon was Daniel. Okay? Daniel and his three companions, they were taken there. And let's go to Daniel chapter 1 just so that we can see, are we in Babylon? Okay? Or are the things that were promoted in Babylon promoted today in America where we are and around the world? Okay. Daniel 1:1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels unto the treasure house of his God. Okay, so we see here that because Jehoiakim were rebelling against Yahweh, Yahweh allowed the foreign power to come in and overthrow them. Verse 3. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. Okay, so who is it? It's taking the king's seed, the rich men's seeds, our children, and their princes. Okay, people who are running these governments. Okay, the governors, the mayors, presidents, the senators, the congressmen, all of these different people who are the elite. Okay, who makes laws and so forth, run the joint. Children in whom was no blemish, okay? But well-favored. Now, who's favored in our society today besides the rich people? Okay, white, you know, white supremacists, white people on the general as a whole. Okay, that's what they are, well-favored. And skilled in all wisdom. So if you go to a good school, then you have the wisdom. You know how to play the game. And cunning in knowledge, okay? So these are knowledgeable people. These aren't, you know, your people who are growing up in the ghetto so easily because they're not having access to that. And understanding science, okay? So now they're asking for professors and scientists and engineers and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. That means to sit before the king and give him counsel. Okay, that's what the president has. He has his team around him to give him counsel. Okay? And whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So he says, okay, now we want to take these young people and we want to put them through college, basically. Now the college that we're going to have them trained so that they can learn all the learning and learn the language of the people that were running Babylon, which were the Chaldeans at that time. So he says, okay, we're going to make them and we're going to train them and brainwash them to become Babylonians, okay? Babylonian citizens, or as we call it, American citizens, okay? If Babylon is America, so now you become American citizens, okay? And what else does it say? Now, among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. See, so you guys, we've always been taught the Babylonians name. Meshach, Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We've never taught their original Hebrew name. Because when you're in slavery, or when you're in another system, in the Babylonian system, they have you change your name. And I've heard many Africans tell me that for them to come to America, they have to have Christian names. They cannot use their African name. They're not given that. Okay, to be a Christian, to follow Yahweh, you have to be given a Christian name. You have to convert over to the European pagan system by naming. And now let's see if that's true. If this is Babylon, this is what happens for you to come to America. If that's what happens, then this is it. And among them were the children
of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the princes of the eunuch gave names. See, there it is right there. They changed the name. Remember in the movie Roots, when they brought over the slave, they whipped out of him Toby. They said, your name is Toby. He said, don't put that kente. I am African. No, they whipped it out of him. Okay, in a Christian religion, in a Christian nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, under the name of the Bible Belt. This is their Bible Christian teachings that they were enslaving. Then this is the Babylonian Christian teaching. So can you see Babylon and America and European pagan Christianity all the same? There it is. I didn't make this up. That's what it says. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael, Shadrach, Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. So he tells you right here. So our first step is our parents are naming us after what? Europeans' names, okay? They're not African names. So right there we see again that we've since slavery have been doing this. And when they go overseas, the missionaries, they turn them and convert their names over. So this is the first practice of Babylon that you know you're in Babylon. Okay? We are in Babylon. Okay, there it is. Okay, verse number 8. But Daniel, purpose in his heart. Now, what else? What's the next step they're going to do? Purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portions of the king's meat. Oh, there it is. Flesh. That's what it's talking about. It's not meat. It's not meat in the Bible is referred to as flesh. As food. Okay? And now sometimes we use it as meat, but it's not always meat. It just means food. Nor with the wine which he drank. Now notice there it is again. Remember we read in Babylon the wine of Babylon that it drank make all the world drunk. And so Daniel said in his heart, and the three Hebrew boys, three Hebrew companions or youth with him said that they are not going to defile themselves with the wine. And today, you know, you have Christ, everybody wants to drink wine. Wine is acceptable. Okay, fine. I'm not complaining about wine. But now we're talking about wine, spiritual wine that they are brainwashing us with. That's the wine I'm talking about. That's the wine that is talking about here and what we read in Revelation. Because all nations were drunk with the wine of the wrath of fornication. And the whole merchants of the earth followed. And the Bible says that all the world wandered after the beast. How much? Well, all the world. All the world is wandering after us. We're one of the beasts of Revelation. Okay? And it says, who have appointed, okay, and the prince of the eunuch. Okay, let me go back up. Okay, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, okay, so now there's two things. He's not eating there. He's not going to eat their standard American diet, and he's not going to drink their coffee and their lime and all the other stuff that's killing him. Pepsi and the Coca-Cola. All of these industries are destroying our minds, our bodies, and our soul. Therefore, he requested of the prince, of the eunuch, that he might not defile himself. So how many of us read the Bible? How many of us know how not to defile ourselves? That's why we're in search of health. You get that? We're in search of health. In today's society, are we going to find it? Are they going to tell us? Wow, I doubt it. Okay, so they said, hey, listen, we do not want to defile ourselves. What? Our temple. Ye are the temple of Yahweh, and his temple ye are. And that he says, he that destroyeth the temple of Yahweh shall Yahweh destroy. So if you're going to eat these abominable things and you're going to say they're not unclean because Timothy says that they're not unclean, everything is clean. If you want to believe that lie, that's why the Bible says that he will send them strong delusions that they might believe a lie, that they might be damned because they love not the truth. This is another portion of it. Okay? And so these young people, did you hear me? They were in their teens and so forth. So I asked the young people today, okay, even in their 20s, we say, okay, you move home, you move out of the house. Okay, they're moved out of the house. They're not going to go around their parents to take them and show them. Okay, what do you do? The first thing you do is you go out there and violate. If you were a vegetarian, you start eating meat. Just to prove that you're an adult. Just because the world has told you that you need protein, you need this, and all the rest of this foolishness. But we just found out that the stuff that they're telling you need, the red meat, and the processed meats, is killing you. So Daniel and them said, hey, we know that already. We know what Yahweh has told us. Okay? And it says, verse 9, now Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who have appointed your meat or your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? That means the same people, your children, the other children that all came from the land of Israel, you're going to look different than them. Okay? And he says, well, how could that be? I don't want to be in that situation. And the king will be upset with me. Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. And he said he didn't want to die for you guys because y'all want to eat what you want to eat. Then Daniel said to Mesrah, who the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulp, that's raw food, to eat, and water to drink. So this is where I get my 10-day cleansing pulp. I go through a 10-day oxygen therapy cleansing program 3 times a year. Anyone is welcome to it, and this will help you with understanding the health for your society. So, as we move forward in understanding this, okay, with the diet, you can go up on our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. And you can learn about how we go through the 10-day cleanses and when we go through them. We usually go through them on the feast time. We go through them at the times of the Passover, the 7 days that we have for Feast of Unleavened Bread. Then we do it again for Pentecost, 50 days later. Then we do it again at the time of the Day of Atonement, the blowing of the trumpets. So these are opportunities that we get a chance to have a closer walk with Yahweh, and he's able to reveal lots of things to us. Okay, so we see that here they said that we're going to prove us to see if what we do is going to make us different than the others. And so what does it say here? Okay, now verse 9, and Elohim, now verse 10, and the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, no, that's, we read that already, verse 11. Then said Daniel to Mesrah, whom the prince of the eunuch, okay, the prince of the eunuch had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulp to eat, raw food, as we said, and water to drink, not coffee, not soda, not Pepsi, not Coke. Then let your countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat the portions of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servant. So he said, let's have this contest. You think that if we eat certain foods, or if we don't eat meat, as some people say, if you don't eat meat, then you get sick, and this, that, and the other, you don't get enough protein, and all the rest of that stuff. Okay, so if you don't eat the meat, okay, if you don't eat the stuff that the world tells you to eat, okay, let us compare the meat eaters with the vegetarians. Now, people have done that today. People have made comparisons with people who are the diet eating a vegetarian lifestyle versus meat eating lifestyle. People have done those tests, and they found out that those that are vegetarians have lived longer and are better off, and they don't come down with the same diseases. Now, that's very important, because that's basically what Daniel here has, the same test. So, and they come up with, let's see what type of results are we going to get here. Okay, so he consented to them, verse 14, in this matter of Daniel 1, 14, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Mesrah took away the portion of their meat or their food and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulp or raw food. There we go. This is exactly what Yahweh says. As for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then, this is 3 years later, 3.5 years later, then the prince of the eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them. And among them all were found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king. So these are the guys who went to the college and ate the raw food, ate the vegetarian lifestyle, and no wine and no intoxications. And this is where they were 10 times wiser than all. Verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, and the king that the king acquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the musicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even to the first year of King Cyrus. So we see here that it is very crystal clear that the Bible says that these people that took this diet, they were superior in every way. And so when people go through my 10-day oxygen therapy cleanse program, they actually experience the same exact things. So you can too. Just join us. Check us out on our website, www.peopleofcolorthenumeric1.com. That again is www.peopleofcolorthenumeric1.com. There's no spaces in between. So this is what it's saying. So if we are in Babylon, they are giving us their diet. And their diet is the violation of Yahweh's diet. So the crab, the fish, the lobster, all of these different things that are out there. And the pig and the, the red meats and the processed meat. All of these different things are poisonous to your health. So we are in search of health in today's society. Next week, we're going to look at it from Yahweh's perspective. What diet did Yahweh give us at the beginning of time? You're going to see. And how it progressed over the fall. When we were perfect, he gave us one diet. When we fell, he gave us another diet. When he wiped off the planet with because they were so sinful, he gave us another diet. When they left Egypt, he gave them another diet. When he worked with Daniel, and as you can see, he gave us another diet. And so when he came on the planet, when Yahweh is here, when John the Baptist, he put him on another diet. Different people, as you monitor and go through time, you will see. So the question is he giving us a different diet today? Is he trying to tell us to go back to the old paths wherein ye shall find rest for your soul? Or is he telling us to listen to the world, to Babylon? But he's calling us out of Babylon. So just as he called the three Hebrew boys with Daniel, young men with Daniel out of Babylon, he's calling us out of Babylon. Not to live and eat their lifestyle. That's what it says here. So this is a good example for you to help understand what Revelation is saying and how it relates to them. May Yahweh bless you. May his wonderful peace rest upon you. May he give you his grace. May his teachings might be your blessing to you and to your family and everyone that's contacted. Like I get that again, contact us, www.peopleofcolorthenumeric1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolorthenumeric1.com, no spaces. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, may his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace.